Sir, could you state your name, your full name, your ADC number for us for the record?
Joseph Shelton Slater, 103-566.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Our board chair, Dr. Wright, has authorized a two-panel member to conduct the hearing. So conducting the hearing this afternoon, sir, is going to be the Honorable Luis Quinones. Myself, Michael Johnson, I'm going to be acting as your lead on this hearing today. So prior to the hearing today, and also with us, we have Mr. Grady. Mr. Grady.
I can hear you.
Can you hear me any better now?
A little bit.
Okay, also with us.
There's a fan going on somewhere right there.
There's what?
There's a fan going on somewhere. Okay. You got a fan going.
Well, you actually have a fan going.
Yeah.
Okay, well, whatever you don't understand or hear, please let me know. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole office, is Mr. Grady. Okay?
I'm sorry?
Also with us today, representing the parole office, is Mr. Grady.
Okay.
Back to your hearing today, sir, you received a Sunday notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving a Sunday form notifying you of the hearing?
Yes, sir.
On that hearing, sir, it notified you the right to appear and speak on your own behalf or hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or you representing yourself today, sir?
No, sir.
Okay. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Grady in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay. Sir, the hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. Sir, you have two allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of the allegations listed on your warrant. And after I read those allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. Sir, the first allegation states that you violated an Arizona condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by the failure to submit a new specimen for drug testing on or about February 12, 2018. Per the task, individual testing compliance of the date March 8th, 2017. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true, sir.
And I think there's going to be an error that says March 8th, 2017, but I believe it's going to be March 8th, 2018.
Okay.
Okay, allegation number two, sir, states that you violate the Arizona condition of supervision number 28 as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer by 10 a.m. within one working day after your discharge from your approved residence on or about February 16, 2018. The defendant's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, well then, based on the admission of Mr. Slater, I am going to move to find that he was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses about the lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Quinones. So just give me a moment, I'm going to just knock off some paperwork.
Hello?
Yes, sir, just one second, sir, just knocking off some paperwork. Okay, so we're going to go on to phase two of the hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether we vote or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out then seeing the first with some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Grady. Then I'm going to go over some information with you, sir. And then after I go over that information, sir, we'll give you the opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Grady.
Mr. Slater, released from DOC on December 8th of 2017. He was arrested on April 3rd of 2018 by Phoenix PD. He has no new charges. He was returned back to DOC on April 3rd of 2018. He has a CSED of October 26, 2019 that reflects 46 abscond days. Current conviction, 2010, promoting prison contraband. 3 years, 6 months. Prior conviction, 1993 theft, 1 year, 6 months. 1993 theft, 4 years. 1995 danger drug violation, 4 years, 6 months. 2000 misconduct involving weapons, 2 years, 6 months. 2004 marijuana violation, 1 year. 2005 theft of means of transportation, 9 years. 2005 criminal trespass, first degree, 1 year. 2006 trafficking and stolen property, 9 years, 3 months. He has 5 terms with DOC. His CUIR scores of 4.4, mental health scores of 3, substance abuse scores of 3. He's affiliated with the prison gang Aryan Brotherhood in Arizona, white supremacist. Prior term of supervision, 1994, released on a work furlough, absconded for 38 days, arrested and revoked by the BOEC. 1999, TIS release, absconded for 24 days, arrested and revoked by the BOEC. 2002, TIS release, arrested for criminal damage and reached CSCD while in custody. 2005, TIS release, completed 1 month. Disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs, violence, sex acts noted. No other arrest, community risk score is a G7VA.
Okay, Mr. Slider, I see you're going to be released from prison. You were approved to reside at transitional living communities, TLC, located at 2202 East Roosevelt. He was discharged due to an inability to work jobs that required strenuous or mobile physical ability. And then on December 20th, you were approved to reside at Traditions, 2429 West Crystal Avenue. You were discharged from there for self-admitted to using meth upon a request for a UA. This is your last known address. So why did you leave tradition, sir?
They keep me up for I got hired.
Did you work during that period of time, sir?
I'm sorry?
Were you working during that period of time?
I had a job in the telemarketing place. I called my PO from the job and told him that. Okay. It was called Alpha Marketing Group. I have another job lined up as well right now.
Okay, so it looks like that you had a random urinalysis test that you were taking. Your color code was gray. It looks like in January of 17, you failed to submit a sample on the color code gray. Then
I was in prison January 17.
You were in prison, January 26th, sir.
Yeah, January 6th, 2017, I was in prison.
Okay. And so is that why, when did you actually were released in December? So how did you wind up, yeah, 17, you would have been in prison. I think this is should be January 26th of 18. And it has 17 on it, so I think there's a typo. So it says that on January 26th, it should be 2018, but it says 2017. You failed to report to task or failed to submit a sample on your color grade, sir. And then it says on January 18th of 2018, you submitted a sample, the results were negative. And January 24th, we submitted a sample under the color code. Failed to submit a sample, then February 12th of 18, failed to report to task and failed to submit. So, sir, did you start using drugs right after you got out of prison?
No, not right after. Do you want the, when I got the traditions, these drugs are all the traditions, man. Here's my problem. I can go without drugs, man. I can think about them, you know, talk about them. That's when I see them, that's when I want to do it, man. And it's all over there. I try to keep myself, you know, focused on other things and my meetings and stuff, but one day I see the guy get high. That was that. That's my problem.
So you doing drugs in prison?
Am I? No, I'm not doing it. I made a promise myself, man, that I'm going to stay clean. I've been locked up in the cell here, right? I have it for 42 days, but I have a book and a Bible, and, that's my decision right there, man. I'm down, man. I'm 45 years old. I'm too old, man. I got a daughter, I haven't seen since she was born, and I got a granddaughter, and honestly, she's on ground, man. I apologize, you guys have me go through this hearing. It's stupid. Like I said, I treat her like a high panic, man. That's all it was.
All right, so I don't see if Mr. Quinones has any questions.
No, sir.
All right, sir, Mr. Swayze, we're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing, sir. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself?
Please, sir, I'm sorry for my actions, and I promise you, I'm done. I'm going to stay clean. I'm guilty of charges.
Okay, Mr. Swayze, we're going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, sir, I'm going to ask you to remain silent. However, I need you to stay on the phone so you can hear the discussion taking place. During the discussion, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. So stay on the phone, but remain silent. We're in discussion.
Yes, sir.
I think that Mr. Swayze has been, honest, he's been locked up. He says he's been in a cell, but he's been doing drugs, and he did drugs not long after he was released from prison. He does need some help with it, but he says he's ready to turn his life around. The only issue that I have is that he did complete his release in 2005, which is, I think was for 1 month. But in 94, he was absconded. In 99, he was absconded. And then in 2002, he got rearrested. He got some new charges that was placed on him in 2005. He did it 30 days and he completed with it. He was out in the bonding program. I think that although he does have a long period of time, he has until October 26th of 2019 before he can actually be released on and at that time he won't be on any parole or community supervision. But Mr. Slider says he gets around drugs and that's when he wants to use them. So I think if he stays incarcerated and get involved in any drug rehab program that they may have, that may help him out so that when he gets out, he can be stronger and hopefully not participate in doing any drugs. And at that time, he could become a productive citizen. So that's my opinion, but I'm willing to listen to my colleague.
I agree with you, sir.
Okay. Therefore, I'm going to move to find that. I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Spider, private individual Lincoln, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, had lapses without the lapse into criminal ways of company. As he did relapse and start to do drugs, and he was absconded for 46 days. We have no idea for sure what he was doing exactly during those days that he was absconded. That is my motion.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Slider?
No.
Sir, the board is ready to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on October 26th of 2019. During that time, sir, when you are released, you won't be on any community supervision. You won't have to report to your parole officer. So hopefully, while you're incarcerated, sir, please take some NA programs or AA programs or any programs that may be available to help you with your drug rehab. We wish you the best of luck, sir, and hope that when you are released, that you are able to stay off drugs and have no negative contact with law enforcement.
I take y'all there, and we're y'all got along. We don't have problems with that number.
Is that? Well, sir, we're going to hope that you're able to participate in some type of program that will be able to help you out, but that you will be released on October 26, 2019. Mr. Slider, thank you for taking the time to participate in your hearing today.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. That's done.